Tim, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So a three-year investigation by the Victorian Gas Program found that there are gas reserves in Victoria that can only be extracted without harming the environment. How does that work? How does the gas get extracted? And is it possible to do that without harming the environment?
Okay, so they didn't find that there were gas reserves. They found there were the right rocks in the right order to say that there might be reserves. No, in short, gas is a highly polluting fossil fuel, along with coal and oil. Burning gas was the driving force behind this summer's fires, which affected right through New South Wales and Queensland and Victoria and South Australia and Western Australia. We're seeing the climate crisis play out in front of our eyes today, and that's caused by the burning of coal, oil and gas.
Yeah, and so looking toward, Gippsland and how it's been identified as a site of gas exploration, the farms in this area as well produce over $2 billion in agricultural output. What effects could the gas exploration have on the farming industry?
So because this is conventional gas, the primary effect will be from climate change. There will be some local effects, but it's the Victorian government, to their credit, are going to be embedding a fracking ban in the constitution for the state. But we've seen enough to know that our agriculture and our communities living on the land have seen enough of climate change.
And the Victorian government has committed to net zero emissions by 2050, and they claim that gas will play an important role in this transition. But do you think this is the best way forward?
The most egregious part of this was where they, the minister claimed that even Environment Victoria has said that we need 10 years more gas. That's not true. What Environment Victoria said was we have to get off gas within 10 years. Those two things are very, very different statements. To get to net zero, we really need to get cracking now. We have the solutions that we need. Australia is the sunniest and windiest inhabited continent on the planet. Antarctica's windier, but you bug it if you're going to get a transmission line up from there. We just need to get cracking. There's a huge potential in Australia and Victoria, all Australian states, to electrify our homes and our businesses and just fundamentally get off fossil fuels.
Tim,
that's what we need to do.
Thank you so much for chatting to us about this morning to bring a bit of light to a news story that's been overrun by the current COVID situation.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.